This past week, four journalists were killed in an ambush in Afghanistan. Among the dead was a veteran of the Spanish daily El Mundo, whose killing touched many throughout Spain who never even knew him. From Madrid, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Julio Fuentes began the week traveling in a convoy carrying journalists to the capital, Kabul. By Thursday night, a military plane bearing his bullet-riddled body was making a long, swooping descent into Madrid. In the cold, cloudless night, it was as if Julio Fuentes was being given one last look at his home. The Nation looked at Julio Fuentes this week as newspapers rushed to reprint his articles and accounts of the brutal way in which he died, ordered from a car by unknown gunmen, then stoned and shot. Three other foreign journalists died with him. Although Julio Fuentes' death came as a shock to many here, it was hardly surprising. For 20 years, he sought the front lines. One colleague said he was uncomfortable when things got comfortable. Still, El Mundo director Pedro Joto Ramirez says Fuentes had no illusions that he'd change the world.
I think Julio, he just thought he could make it a little better, giving the people the opportunity to know all about all the disasters that were going on in different parts of the world.
The Spanish daily El País paid tribute to Fuentes in an editorial this week titled Death of a Witness. He had witnessed a remarkably long list of wars: Nicaragua, El Salvador, Panama, Liberia, Iraq, Bosnia, Kosovo, and Chechnya. His last dispatch from Afghanistan recounted his discovery of what he believed was sarin gas at an abandoned Al-Qaeda base.
Saben que les sirve de parapeto. No ha valido de nada intentar rendir el enclave por la vía.
Events in Afghanistan provide nearly non-stop coverage on Spanish television and fill the front pages, a sign that Spaniards are preoccupied with the war. It helps explain why so many were touched by the death of Julio Fuentes. Among the mourners was Carmen Adan. At the cemetery where a service for the slain journalist was held today, she said she had come to express her opposition to the war as much as pay her respects.
We don't need a war. We don't need children dying. We don't need to spend money on bombs. That has to find an end. That's why I'm here.
An editor at El Mundo said that Julio Fuentes need not be enlarged beyond what he was in life, and his funeral, with its exchange of kisses and soft conversation, seemed ordinary enough. But what made it exceptional was the presence of people like Carmen, who came to honor a man they never met, and to acknowledge the fact that, in the words of one writer, his luck ran out before his courage. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Madrid.